Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We appreciate you being here. So Reed, again, freshman of the year from Kentucky, and you're from London, Kentucky. When you said sir. London, I'm like, I'm not picking up the accent. And then you clarified because you saw the confused look on my head. So, from Kentucky, but you're here with mom and dad, right?
Yes, sir.
That's a cool experience. So what was it like playing big-time college basketball for the first year? Not only that, but you're named freshman of the year, man. That's wild.
Yeah, it was awesome. I'm from Kentucky, so ever since I've been a little boy, it's been a dream of mine to play at the University of Kentucky, and being able to do that this year was unbelievable. And the season that we had, it didn't end the way we wanted to, but we had a really good season. It was a really good team. It was really fun group to be a part of on and off the court. So I couldn't ask for anything better.
Reed, I grew up in Ottawa, Canada, ended up playing for the Ottawa Senators in the NHL, but it was much further along in my life, pro career. For you as a young man, growing up in Kentucky and knowing just what kind of an animal Kentucky basketball is, I mean, how awesome was that?
No, it was really cool. And that's the thing that, like, I like to tell people is, like, all the fans, like, we got crazy fans. Like, they're crazy passionate, right? But when all the little kids come up to me and my parents wanting pictures and talking to us, I was that kid when I was, like, wow. A few years ago, that was me walking up to all the Kentucky players and the coaches and trying to talk to them and get a picture with them. So now seeing all the kids come up to me and do that now, it's really cool just because I was in their shoes a few years ago and now I'm playing. So it's all been really cool.
So just a quick follow-up to that, sorry, Kerry, is how did you handle the stress of it? Because you're a young man and you're growing up in Kentucky. We talk about Kentucky basketball. I mean, it's just, the history of that is incredible. The little kids coming up. How did you handle the stress of your first year being in Kentucky?
Yeah, it was definitely stressful, but at the same time, it definitely helped also that I was from Kentucky. I knew what to expect. Obviously, I hadn't experienced it, but I'd seen it with my own eyes and just have heard and been around all the Kentucky fans. And during the whole thing, you have really good coaches. What I think is the best coach in the world, being able to have him as a coach and the assistant coaches and the players going against each other every day and learning every day, and it's just fun. So, like, no matter how stressful it gets, you're like, you wake up and you're like, I'm playing basketball at the University of Kentucky, right? It doesn't get much better than this. Like, it's one of the top blue bloods ever, like, best coach ever. Like, you're playing against really good competition every day, so... So it was really fun, and just being able to have fun and enjoy the year took away a lot of the stress.
Reed, you were McDonald's All-American, Mr. Basketball in the state of Kentucky as a senior. And so what was that transition like for you, just going from high school to playing, as you said, big-time college basketball, one of the blue blood programs in the country? How was that transition, and what was that like for you?
Yeah, it was different. It's always different going from high school to college, but especially high school to Kentucky. Mm-hmm. And then, we got lucky this summer. We went to Canada and were able to play a few games. So we kind of got to build a little bit of chemistry and practice some in the summer. But it was a lot of fun because that's also a good thing about Kentucky is in practice you have to guard the best players in the country. Guarding DJ Wagner, Robert Dillingham, Antonio Reeves, Justin Edwards, all of them in practice every single day. Like, there's nothing else for you to do but get better and just keep fighting every day. And I think that's one of the things that's so special about Kentucky is you have the opportunity to learn and get better every day.
We're talking to the freshman basketball player of the year, Reed Shepherd from Kentucky. I got a buddy, John Watson, who texts me. He goes, what? He goes, you have Reed on? Huge Wildcat household. Tell him one more year, please. So I told you. Now go ahead and make your own decision, Reed. But, Reed, when it comes to, obviously, you guys got a transition here. And if it's, back at Kentucky and things like that, how much does that impact your thought process on staying, transferring, going elsewhere? Where, you know, how does that impact you when it comes to the news this past, what, month?
Yeah, I mean, it's been crazy in Lexington. You know, I don't think anybody was expecting what happened to happen. But, you know, that's part of it. That's part of the business of basketball and coaching. You don't really know what to expect year to year. But, you know, I'm super excited for Coach Pope. You know, I don't know if you guys know, but he played with Dad at Kentucky, and Coach Pope and Dad were roommates.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So they're really awesome. Close, and we've been close to his family ever since we've been little. So it's really cool. I'm really excited for him. But, you know, right now we're just training and taking it day by day and still – viewing all the options and see what we're going
to
do.
So when did you start to catch up to Dad then in the driveway? Like, when I'm sure he didn't let you win, but
I bet Dad still thinks he's got it.
Like, how much does Dad want to take you on right now in basketball right here at the Missouri Athletic Club?
I don't think he does.
Yeah, say that. Yes, sir.
No, but for sure he'd never let me win. Him or mom both, you know. It was always a really competitive house.
Sure.
Especially when we would play anything. It didn't even have to be basketball, just anything sports related, or if there's a winner and a loser, it was always competitive.
Sure.
So they were really good, and I appreciate that from them, because I had to fight and compete for everything, and it's helped me a lot.
You mentioned Coach Cal, and you said he one of the best coaches ever. What was your experience with him, knowing that he sent so many players to the NBA, had such a great legacy and history? What was some of the great moments that you all had together, or maybe a funny story that he gave that you just hold on to?
Yeah, no, and he is. He's, to me, he's the best coach in the world. Mm-hmm. And being able to play for him. And for me, it was a little different because I grew up watching him coach. And for me, being able to play for him was really, really special to me. It wasn't just like he's another coach. Like, everybody knows he's a good coach.
Yeah.
But, like, I've grown up. Like, there's a picture that I have of me when I was, like, 10 in the middle of Rupp Arena standing beside Dad shaking Coach Cal's hand.
Wow.
And then I found another picture from the season of him, like, giving me a hug at half court of one of the games. So when everything happened, you know, I sent him that text.
Yeah.
I sent him both the pictures, and I was like, thanks for everything, Coach. Like,
wow.
I appreciate you. So being able to play for him was really, really special.
So now moving forward into your sophomore season coming up, you know, Kentucky basketball, you know, what should we expect from you guys?
Yeah, I think Kentucky's going to be really good still. I think Coach Pope is a really good coach, and if you look at his past teams at BYU, you know, he plays a really fun game offensively. He definitely knows X's and O's. He's a really good coach. He's really smart. He seems like a really fun guy to play for. So I don't think Kentucky's going to change much. You know, it'll be different not hearing Coach Calipari's name being called and the fans. But the fans are going to be the same. You know, the fans are super passionate at Kentucky, and they're gonna get behind whoever's coaching and whatever team's playing.
Reed, we appreciate it. Enjoy your time here with Mom and Dad and chatting with, you know, some of the nation's best, and I know you will. And welcome to St. Louis, man. I hope you enjoy your time here. And, again, thanks for chatting with us for a couple minutes today.